today I chose, I went to the Psalms for this time. Psalms 122, 1. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Amen. This is a time of gladness for the saints of God.
Amen.
It's a time of refreshing, of building up, of being assured, mm-hmm. of encouragement, mm-hmm. and a time of affirming. Our adversary is diligent in putting stumbling blocks before us to keep us from going into the house of the Lord. This pertains also to the assembling of ourselves together, but also in the time that we go into the holiest of holies to our Father in prayer. So we're asking the Father never to let us forget where our strength and our refuge comes from, and that it's by and through Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Who will pray about that?
I think of it too, about coming into salvation.
Coming
into the house of the Lord is not like coming into the Bruick's house or the Stoner's. It's coming into the house of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Coming into His presence.
The other one I chose was Psalms 89:1. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. Just that statement alone, it just excited my soul. That I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. This psalm was written because of the promise God made to David. However, this verse is prophetic in the fact it looks forward to Christ. David's never-ending reign has reached its fulfillment and highest expression in Christ's reign over the whole world.
Amen.
The Lord God will make known His faithfulness to all generations by and through His Son, Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And those in Christ will also make known God's faithfulness in their generation, and we will sing of the mercies of our Lord forever.
Amen.
Both now and in the ages to come,
amen.
We're going to sing of the mercies of the amen. Lord forever.
Amen.
So we're asking the Father to give us boldness to make known His faithfulness in our generation. Who will pray about that? I want to give thanks to the Lord for an answered prayer of my own. I'm not going to divulge what occurred, but I did go to the Lord and I sought Him for His help, and He was faithful in to deliver me for that
Amen.
Prayer that I mentioned to Him. Mm-hmm. And I also want to again thank the Lord for answered prayer concerning the Jordans. I made contact with Sister Kay, and I said she was heavy on my heart this morning, and I said I pray all is well. Her response was, the Lord has protected us so much and in so many ways, all I can do is praise His name.
Amen.
And I thought, praise God.
Amen.
So I wanted to let you guys know that, but we are still asking for their prayers to be lifted up before the Lord. I also want to thank the Lord for answered prayer concerning Mary Parson and her family, that the Lord, opened that gate to that her husband consented to come here.
Mm-hmm.
And so I wanted to thank the Lord for answered prayers concerning that as well.
Amen.
And that we would continue to pray that the Lord would lay it on her husband's heart that he would want to come here and have fellowship with us
mm-hmm.
in the Lord. I also want to give thanks for Brother Duane. He is a very quiet person,
mm-hmm.
but he is a very tender person.
Amen.
And I appreciate his tenderness that he has for
amen.
The Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And
amen.
I just want to thank the Lord for his gentle spirit and for his kind heart and his love that he mm-hmm. has for God and His Christ and for the brethren.
Amen.
Amen.
If there's anything else we want to bring before the Lord, we want to also continue to remember Sister Susan and ask the Lord's mercies to be upon her. And Brother Pat?
Actually, all the fellowship seemed to be going through something.
Yes.
It seems like Satan's activities here at the end are increasing.
Are increasing. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. It seems like he's... I said this to Kay months ago, but I told her, I said, it seems like he's ramping up his attacks. It seems like they're intensifying. So I figure if that's the case, then his time's getting real short. And that means we're going to go home. If we hold on. Amen. If we hold on to the end.
Amen.
And I, you know, I want to thank the Lord, too, for a Sister Betty. I want to thank him for her faithfulness to him.
Yes.
That she has been a true witness of the testimony of God's faithfulness in this life.
Mm-hmm.
That she has endured hardships, mm-hmm. loss, and yet in all of those things, she declares with confidence mm-hmm. that God is right.
Amen.
And no matter what he does, whatever has occurred in her life, mm-hmm. she still proclaims God is right mm-hmm. in what he does. So I want to thank the Lord for Sister Betty's testimony, her witness
Amen.
Before God and men and the angels.
Amen.
That God is true no matter what.
Amen.
And so I just thank the Lord for her and for her faith
mm-hmm.
that she's a good witness for us
Amen.
To see that how God is faithful and how she has been faithful to God.
Mm-hmm.
And I thank the Lord for that. So if there's none others, Brother Dan and then Brother Mike, and anyone else who wants to pray, they can, and I'll close.
Thank you, Father in heaven, that you have enabled us to gather in strength again after a period that's been longer than we desired. But we know that you have been faithful to each member in that period and have strengthened us and taught us. Thank you that we're able to see one another's faces and come in health and strength and be together today. Thank you for also the visit of Sister Mary and her husband Dan and their children.
Amen.
Amen.
We don't know the future of time with them, but we anticipate that you're able to work beyond our knowledge or even ability, that you would cause them to see the blessing it is to be with people that trust in you and in a place where they can hear the truth, and that we would be able to see them again. We thank you for this coming together in a fellowship and a congregation that is larger than even that we have in this room or other places like it.
Amen.
We are glad when it is said to us, let us go into the house of the Lord. We're glad
Amen.
To hear that the
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ has put away our sin. This was good news to us, and we have.
Amen.
We want to continually avail ourselves of this cleansing about which we've been talking this morning.
Yes,
we want to continue to gather together and help one another, and also be a blessing to you. So help us to in that goal and in that intention that we may do it as often as possible. In Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Amen. Again, Lord, we thank you for thy tender mercies towards us in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the testimony of the Holy Scripture that reveals yourself, your faithfulness, of all that you are, all that you do, Father. We thank you that you have given us a record. You have given us faith to believe that record, Father.
Mm-hmm.
We thank you that you continue to strengthen and encourage our faith through the record. And so we thank you for the godly men and women that you raise up to declare these truths concerning yourself, Father. We thank you that you have not hid the truth from us, but you have exposed it through the person of the Lord Jesus Christ, through the ministry of the gospel of Jesus Christ, through the apostles' doctrine, through your prophets and saints of old. Father, we thank you that you have shown yourself to be a God that is rich in mercy.
Amen.
That you are a God that... that makes your tender mercies are new every morning to the
Amen.
Saints, Father.
Amen.
And so we ask for grace to, you know, we may continue to speak of this truth and reality of our God and Father, mm-hmm. Of all that you are, all that you do, mm-hmm. provisions that you make for us, Father, that you have made us a way to draw nigh unto thee, and that is through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen.
And you have declared that we are accepted of you and the Beloved, mm-hmm. and that you are a God that is desirous to bring us to glory and to have this time of fellowship with you for all eternity. So, Father, we ask thy grace for all the members of the body of Christ to have this boldness to declare the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. We give you thanks for these times, Lord, and we ask you to continue to bless us in this manner. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we do thank you for being able to come together and remember the things that you've declared and look into these things deeper, Lord. And, we thank you for the opportunities that you've given us to make known your mercies and, mm-hmm. and the things that you revealed to us, to those that are around us, Lord. Amen. We thank you for these different brethren that you've placed before us for these occasions, Lord. And I particularly want to thank you for Brother Dwayne, the man that you've given me to be my dad here on earth.
Amen.
And I couldn't thank you enough. I couldn't think of a better man to have been my caretaker and my teacher growing up. And I just thank you for that provision that you've given.
Amen.
And we just thank you and praise your name for the healings that we've seen here, but the illnesses that have been coming up, and
amen.
And that we're still able to have fellowship, even though we're not physically together, Lord. We just
amen.
Thank you and praise your name for all these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come before thee, Lord, with thanksgiving, Father, that you have called us out of this world of darkness into your marvelous light.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And we thank thee, Father, that we, by your grace, that we continue to walk in this light that comes from acknowledging that you are the great I Am,
mm-hmm.
that you are God, Jehovah.
Mm-hmm.
We're thankful that we have hearkened unto your proclamation of your Son,
mm-hmm.
and of the record of him and of yourself. We're thankful, Father, that we can come unto you and that you care for us, Father, in a way that we can hardly express.
Mm-hmm.
So, Father, we know that you care for us and that we are your dear children. We know that you hear us, Father, when we cry
Amen.
Unto thee. And this is a great comfort to our hearts and mm-hmm. minds.
Mm-hmm.
And, Father, we know that the days are evil.
Mm-hmm.
The cup of iniquity is filling up fast.
Mm-hmm.
And Father, we ask that for your grace to be amongst us and mm-hmm. and amongst all the saints of God everywhere.
Amen.
That you, Father, would give us grace to endure unto the end.
Mm-hmm.
That we will not bring shame upon you, Father.
Amen.
But that we would bring glory and honor unto yes. thee and thy Amen. Christ.
Amen.
We ask, Holy Father, that you will be with Brother Pat and the congregation there.
Amen.
We're asking, Lord, that thou would help them to endure. Lift them up, Father. Encourage their hearts. Let them know that, reaffirm to them, Father, that they are not alone. That you are with them always, Father.
Mm-hmm.
That you have not left any of us alone. That
Amen.
You are with us always.
Amen.
You promise never to leave us or forsake us.
Mm-hmm.
We're asking, Father, that you would raise up Sister Susan.
Yes.
Amen.
That thou would bring her wholeness back to her, Father, that she may glorify your holy name and
Amen.
And once again be a helpmeet and a mom that is able to stand in thy grace and to perform the duties of a wife and mother.
Amen.
I want to thank you, Father, again for Brother Dwayne.
Yes,
I thank
Amen.
You for his faith And I thank you, Father, for his tenderness toward thee. Mm-hmm. And I ask, Lord, that thou will bless him in a special way. That you would, that this day, even, Father, that you would give him increase in the knowledge of the truth that is in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. That thou would expand his thoughts. Mm-hmm. That thou would show him great and mighty things which he knows not.
Amen.
We commit him unto thee, Father. Mm-hmm. As a loving Father and a faithful Creator, mm-hmm. and that we thank thee, Father, that you have we have him in the midst of us, that
Amen.
That
Amen.
We can sojourn with one another in this life, helping one another to hold fast to the faith. I just thank you, Father, for his countenance.
Amen.
He's always cheerful,
mm-hmm.
and his smile and. It's a joy just to be with him, Father.
Amen.
So we just ask that you would increase his faith, mm-hmm. increase him in knowledge and wisdom and understanding, and that thou would show him great and mighty things which thou know that which he knows not.
Amen.
We thank you, Father, for our Jordan brethren for helping them to endure the things that they are enduring. We're thankful for their them giving thanks and praise unto thee, Father, and we know that if they continue in thee, Father, that you will continue with them and keep them, Father, and not let them fail or fall. We thank you, Father, for Sister Mary Parson being with us, and
we're
Amen. Thankful that you've answered our prayers concerning this, Father, and we commit them unto thee
Amen.
As a loving Father and faithful Creator, and we pray that her husband Danny had ears to hear,
yes,
and a heart to receive thee, Holy Father.
Amen.
And that the things that he heard today, that they will ponder in his mind, and that he might talk about them with Sister Mary, and that he might even, that you would commit these things unto him, Father, and that he would have a desire to come back
Amen.
And have fellowship with us. If not on a regular basis, Father, we're asking that thou will, whenever they can, whatever the provision is made for them, that you will get them here, Father, to have fellowship. Mm-hmm. And so we commit ourselves unto thee, Holy Father, asking for your
Amen.
Blessing to keep us, Lord, and to help us to hold fast, to not to be distracted by the things that's going on in this world, and not to fear, but to stay close and cleave unto Christ in all things.
Yes, Amen.
And so, Father, we commit our hearts and minds unto thee, asking that you will keep our hearts and minds, that you will preserve us, Father, from the evil one. He is not able to seep in and destroy us. Mm-hmm. So we commit ourselves unto thee as a loving Father and a faithful Creator. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.